Hello, I'm Angela Cremoni. Welcome to the Science Translational Medicine podcast for March 23rd, 2011. In this show, I will be speaking with Dr. Timothy Chan of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center about a new way to predict breast cancer metastasis. Breast cancer is the most common invasive cancer in women, and survival rates vary greatly depending on what stage the cancer is detected. Women diagnosed with stage 4 or metastatic breast cancer have only a 10% survival rate, even with aggressive chemotherapy and radiation treatment. Diagnosing breast cancer as early as possible and identifying which cancers are likely to spread is key to beating this disease. Timothy Chan and his team now use the power of genomics to identify a special methylation signature in breast cancer DNA that can indicate the metastatic potential of the cancer. Here now is Timothy Chan on the line to tell us more. Welcome, Dr. Chan, and thank you for joining us.
Great. Thanks very much, Angela, and thanks to Science Translational Medicine for having me on today.
What is a methylome, and what made you decide to look at this feature of breast cancer DNA?
Well, first of all, how instructions are encoded by DNA and is carried out by the cell is dictated by both the DNA sequence of the bases as well as the non-base pair changes to the DNA. And these non-base pair changes of DNA include the DNA methylation changes that we studied, as well as changes to chromatin, and combined, these are called epigenetic changes. And these are exceptionally powerful changes, and as you know, the DNA sequence between a human skin cell and a brain cell, and you know, even more dramatically between, say, a queen bee and a worker bee is identical, but the epigenetic changes, like DNA methylation, are the key components that are responsible for the dramatic variation in how cells and tissues work. And so the methylome is really what is termed the genome-wide pattern of DNA methylation that occurs in cells, in the genome of cells, and it actually dictates both genomic structure and in part what genes are expressed and silenced in different types of tissues. And so one of the questions in cancer research currently that is unknown are really what the root causes of metastasis, and what we studied in our paper that's coming out in Science Translational Medicine is how the methylome or the genome-wide changes in methylation affect the process of metastasis.
So how did you go about detecting the breast cancer methylome?
Well, to study the methylation changes, we utilized some new techniques that were developed and engineered by Illumina, and these are essentially whole genome-wide microarrays. And we used these and coupled the analysis of the DNA methylome with standard mRNA expression arrays, and we were able to identify widespread changes and deregulation in the DNA methylome using these microarrays. We then actually optimized the signature of the methylome in the specific subsets of breast cancers using mass spectrometry and developed a clinical test that we used to validate our findings in the largest set of cancers.
What clues made you realize that the breast cancer methylome and metastatic potential might be linked?
Well, this actually goes back several years now, and in the last several years, whole exome sequencing and whole genome sequencing has now been completed for matched pairs of breast cancer primaries and metastatic tumors. And this has been done by several labs, including Elaine Morris's lab as well as our lab. And what we found was very surprising, actually, that there are actually very few metastatic-specific alterations that have been found. In other words, changes in the DNA sequence that are only found in metastasis and specific for that last event of cancer progression, the development of distant lesions. And that coupled with the idea that we have known for a while that the process of metastasis involves developmentally regulated processes, such as epithelial to mesenchymal transition, or the loss of these terminally differentiated states in epithelial cells. And this combination of ideas led us to the hypothesis, which is the basis of the course of research that we described in our upcoming paper, which is that normal breast cancer cells have lost this ability to maintain a developmentally regulated state. And we know that these types of developmental processes are closely tied with DNA methylation. So it was a natural course to go ahead and study alterations in DNA methylation on the genome-wide scale as a basis for metastasis.
So does this methylome signature apply to other types of cancer as well?
Yes. So we actually compared in our paper the breast cancer SIMP genes to methylation patterns in glioma and colon cancer, and it turns out, strikingly, that there is a similar hypermethylation dysfunction in not only breast cancer, but glioma and colon cancer. And intriguingly, the presence of this SIMP phenotype predicts good prognosis in all three types of cancers, GBM, breast cancer, and colon cancer. And so what we actually hypothesize is that we're looking at a fundamental force of tumor genesis, much like genetic instability, but in our case, we're looking at methylome instability, and that this methylome deregulation may actually be the beginning helping to promote oncogenesis, but paradoxically later on silence genes because of the same mechanisms of silencing acting on different types of genes, but these genes may in fact later on be required for metastasis. So, you know, I think that this methylome deregulation may not necessarily be the case in these SIMP-negative tumors, which are genetically unstable and may use chromosomal instability as a mechanism to driving tumor genesis. So I think what we're looking at is two very different types of cancers, and in addition to breast cancer, this may have bearings on a variety of different human malignancies.
How will detecting the breast cancers most likely to metastasize affect patient care?
I think right now, in the treatment of different types of cancers, including breast cancer, this represents one of the most important aspects of oncology, and that is how to really, really accurately determine those patients who are at metastatic risk. And this is partly what our paper also addressed, in that our test, I think, can be used alone or in conjunction to develop a better clinical test for breast cancer patients. And, you know, ultimately, to answer your question, by identifying which patients which are at the highest risk for metastases, we're able to determine which patients need more aggressive therapies and which patients may not necessarily need chemotherapy or systemic therapies and may be spared the toxicities of chemotherapy. And this is very important because some of these more aggressive patients may ultimately be the ones that we want to put on trials. These are the ones where standard therapies don't necessarily do a good job at helping patients beat the disease. So, you know, it's our hope that the analyses that we've been able to do really can shed some light into why tumors metastasize, but also shed some light into what we potentially may need to target in specific subsets of breast cancer.
Dr. Chan, thank you so much for joining us today, and congratulations on a fascinating paper.
Thanks for having me on.
That was Timothy Chan of the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York. Check out his paper on the Science Translational Medicine website at stm.sciencemag.org. I'm Angela Kimoni. Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, working together to advance science and serve society.